It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors. You know, our show is made possible each week by the Dallas Safari Club, www.biggame.org, Dallas Motor Cars, that website is dallasmotorcars.com, Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldthwait, Texas, that website is hpolaris.com, Sniper Hog Lights, SNIPERHAWG lights.com, and Hotcan, HOT-CAN.com. You can take Hotcan with you anywhere, and it heats automatically in about 2 minutes. You know, today I thought we'd take a little bit of time and let me visit with you about a topic that's near and dear to me, and that's Dutch kettle cooking. I love to cook with my Dutch kettles, and you know, it's far from an exact science. There's a lot of variables involved in cooking with a Dutch kettle. The primary thing I think that people have to learn to deal with is temperature, the ambient air temperature. It's not like setting an oven on 350 and waiting till it warms up and then putting the food in when you cook with a Dutch kettle. But there are a few guidelines to help a person get started. Let's start thinking about it. Say you've never cooked with a Dutch kettle. Well, you know, a Dutch kettle has a recessed lid, thus the oven. Some people call them Dutch ovens. The recessed lid is made there to hold coals, and you put coals on top and coals underneath a Dutch kettle, and it cooks from, like an oven, from the top and then down from below. So a good rule of thumb, let's just say we're using charcoal for a starter. Now, you can cook with, the embers from a campfire, anything. But if we're using charcoal, let's say we have a number 10 Dutch kettle, which is one of my favorite size Dutch kettles. Now, a number 10 Dutch kettle, you will want to use three more charcoal briquettes on the top than the number of the unit. So a number 10 Dutch kettle, that will be 13 pieces of charcoal on top, and on the bottom you want to use three less than the number, so that'd be seven charcoal briquettes on the bottom. Now, a good easy recipe, you know, a lot of people make Dutch kettle cobbler, peach, or plum cobbler. That's real easy to do, and I'll go over that with you here in a minute. But one of my favorite recipes that'll make you an instant hero around the family or the old campsite this summer is you can use quail, chucker, pheasant, any game bird, but I'm going to assume most of you don't have a freezer full of quail. You can use chicken wings just as well. Now, here's what you want to do. Melt 2 sticks of unsalted butter in your Dutch kettle. Now, you're going to need about 10 or 12 chicken wings. Take the chicken wings and dredge them in the butter. Now, after that, you'll want to take 2 rows of Ritz crackers and pulverize them, make Ritz cracker meal, and put that in a big gallon Ziploc bag or a bowl if you want to. And then after you dredge your chicken wings in the butter, put them in the cracker meal, coat them really well, and then place them down in the bottom of your Dutch kettle. And you'll probably have some on top of the others a little bit. That's okay. Now you're going to have some residual cracker meal. You want to take that, your rich cracker crumbs, what you have left over, and just put them on top of all the chicken wings that's down in the bottom of your Dutch kettle. Now, for seasoning, the rich cracker crumbs will give it a pretty nice seasoning, but you'll probably want to add some black pepper and maybe a little extra salt. Don't go too heavy on the salt because, you know, the crackers have a lot of salt built into them there. So you've got your chicken in the Dutch kettle and you're ready to go. So what you want to do now is put your lid on the Dutch kettle, you're using, let's say, a number 10 Dutch kettle, put 7 charcoal briquettes under it and put 13 briquettes on top. Now you want these already white hot, but not burned down. You just want them just where they're just at their full maximum heat. So you want to start them on the side and then use a little shovel or what method you want to transfer them. You know, they're red hot. Put them under it and over it. Now, after about 45 minutes, your chicken wings are going to be close to being done. What you want to do then is use, you know, they make a little lid remover for Dutch kettles. I've used everything from a pair of water pump pliers to vise grips, but do have a good heavy leather glove. A welder's glove works really good, but they make specialized gloves for Dutch kettle cookers too. But grab your pliers with your heavy gloves on and pick that lid straight up, because remember, you're going to have some ash on top of it. Move it over to the side, and you can tell when that chicken is just right, that cracker meal on top will be a golden brown. I'm going to tell you what, that is some of the best chicken that you've ever eaten. Now, you know, if it were winter time and the temperature outside was 30 degrees, they may not be ready in 45 or 50 minutes. You might have to let them cook another 15 or 20 minutes. You may even have to add more charcoal to finish cooking them out. But in the summertime, like it is right now, about 45 or 50 minutes, those chicken wings are going to be very close to being done. And the way to test them is remove the lid, and you can tell a lot just by looking at the color of the top. It's golden brown, they are ready to go. So then just you can go ahead and put your lid on them and set them off the coals. Or if everybody's ready to eat, you can take those if you're at your, say you're at the lake or camping out or in the backyard. You can remove them from that, put them in an aluminum pan, and then just serve them right from there. You will be an instant Dutch kettle success, I can guarantee you, with this recipe. You know, Dutch kettle cobbler is cooked the same way. Let's say we're using our number 10 Dutch kettle, and we want to make a cobbler. Now, there's two or three ways to do it. What I like to do, I like to buy some canned peaches, sliced peaches. One big can will do it. And then I like to get just the cheapest cake mix that I can buy. One box of it will work. And, you know, when you're camped out, you don't necessarily want to have three or four different bowls for mixing this and that. I mix it all right in the Dutch kettle. So what I do is just dump the cake mix in there, put about a half a stick of butter, you know, heat it up and let that butter melt. You might want to even put your butter in there first, you know, so it'll melt down. About a half a stick of butter will do it. And then put your cake mix, and if it's a type cake mix, you need to add an egg, break you an egg in there too. Some of it you don't have to use eggs. And then just pour your big can of peaches in there with it and stir it all together, incorporate everything really good. And then basically, the cobbler's cooked just about like the chicken recipe I just gave you. Put your lid on there, 13 briquettes on top, about 9 briquettes underneath, and let it go about 45 minutes. And again, the color and the texture on top of your finished product will tell the story. If that cobbler after 45 minutes is golden brown, you'll know it's right. A lot of times I'll use a little extra cinnamon and sugar and just sprinkle that right on top of the mix when you put it in before it starts cooking. But that is some really, really good cobbler that is real easy to make. And, you know, people wonder what recipe you used. You don't have to tell them you used boxed cake, commercial cake mix, you know, but you can if you like. But I'll guarantee you that with some ice cream around a fish and campsite in the summertime, that'll have your guest coming back for more. Now, here's another recipe that I use. I use my Dutch kettles a lot for. Now, remember, Dutch kettles, cast iron cooks really, it just holds heat. It does a better cooking job than any pots that I've ever used. But they do require some cleaning. You'll want a scouring pad or a really tough bristled brush to clean them after you get through. But you can cook in the oven with them too. You don't have to cook out on a campfire with your Dutch kettles. I just like to do that. But if it's raining out or for whatever reason and I need to come inside and use the oven, well, that works really good too. It's a little bit more of a controlled situation, and you can set that oven on about 325 and you got it whipped. Use your same time, so about 45 minutes for either of those recipes. If you like cabbage rolls, listen up. Here's a recipe I learned from an old camp cook years ago. You're going to like this. Use your Dutch kettle. I mean, it makes awesome cabbage rolls, but this is quick. We'll call it camp cabbage rolls. Start with some, I'll use a lot of ground venison that has beef mixed in with it, but you can use just ground hamburger meat if you like. Take about a cup of, let's just say we've got a pound and a half of ground meat. Take about a cup of jasmine rice. You can use any kind of rice you like. Jasmine is my favorite. Incorporate that jasmine rice raw into the meat. And I will dice a small onion up, really finely diced, you know, not big pieces, and then mix that in there with the meat. So you have the diced onion and the jasmine rice, and sprinkle a little extra salt and black pepper with it. Now, okay, make your meatballs about the size, a little bit bigger than a quarter. You want a lot of meatballs, but you don't want them great big. You could make them bigger, but it just seems to every bite of the finished product is going to have some of that good flavored ground meat in it if you do it like I do it. So begin when you have all the meatballs made. Here's what you want to do. In the bottom of your Dutch kettle, first put a layer of meatballs. Then put some cabbage, not finely chopped, you know, just coarsely chopped cabbage. Put another layer of meatballs, more cabbage. Just layer it on up until it gets up, you know, as much, probably a head of cabbage and a pound and a half of meat. That'll fit nicely in a number 10 Dutch kettle. So after you have your cabbage and the meat stacked in there in layers, take a big can of spicy V8 juice. You can use any brand of vegetable juice, but try to get the spicy if you can. Just adds a little something to the finished product. And simply pour that whole can over the cabbage and the meatballs. Now, understand the meatballs are raw in there, and so is the cabbage. Okay, now put your lid on it. You can cook this one of two ways. You can cook, use your Dutch kettle. You could put it in the oven for about 45 minutes at 300 if you wanted to. Make sure and put a pan under it because it may bubble over a little bit. I cook it on the top of the stove a lot. Or if I'm on a campfire, just apply the heat underneath it, a low heat, and let it slowly cook for about an hour, really. You don't want to burn it. You want to, you know, keep tabs on it. But that is, you know, it's an easy way to make cabbage rolls. And when you get through, you just reach in there with a big spoon and get some of the cabbage and some of those seasoned meatballs. There is a very, it sounds like it's a lot of work, but it's really easy to do. It's a recipe that you can do out at your lake lot this summer, or definitely in the wintertime around a hunting camp. It's really, really good. You can even use an omelet maker. I've got an old omelet maker I've had for years and years that you can mix up cornbread and cook some really tasty cornbread on top of the stove. But all you need is a little burner. It could be a Coleman stove or whatever. But that really goes good with cornbread regardless of what time of the year that you make it. So there's three recipes that I make quite often. I use my Dutch kettle. Another quick one, if you want to have some really tender barbecue, get some short ribs, beef short ribs. Season them with your favorite dry seasoning. I use a dry rub by Head Country. It's called Head Country Championship Seasoning. But whatever type of seasoning you like, put it on liberally on your short ribs. Put some barbecue sauce on there. You've got to have moisture, you know, on this. And add just a little bit, maybe half a cup of water into your Dutch kettle. Put those out on put your charcoal on the top and on the bottom, or coals from the campfire. That is an awesome way to make some really, really tender barbecue that I think you'll like, and a good way to put that Dutch kettle to another use. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you very much today. Do remember that this show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Also made possible by Dallas Motor Cars. You can go online to dallasmotorcars.com. They're located up in Addison, Texas. Made possible by Hoffpower Polaris up in Goldwaith, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. And made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. That's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. Folks, make sure and remember, you can go online to ketr.org. And listen to the archive of this show later this week and also past shows. They're on there. You can listen to shows from many months ago. Pick out a topic that you might be interested in and just click and listen. And do remember this time next week to tune right back here to KETR. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.